Hey, Mama, is the number one dream in your heart to have more time to be present with your kids? Do you wish you could be present enough to help create and instill godly character, yet you are so busy with work, drowning in the to-dos, the laundry, and the carpool lines? Hi, I'm Michelle, a mom to three energetic kids, wife to an amazing guy, and daughter of the king. For years, I tried to manage my home while struggling to still have time to pour into my kids. The guilt was overwhelming, and the to-do list just kept growing. And I was completely overwhelmed and stressed until I realized that I could create systems in my life and my motherhood that would change everything. In this podcast, you will learn time management, batching, habit stacking, setting boundaries, home organization, outsourcing, and you better believe we are going to be dishing out some chores so we can create hours of intentional time to pour into our kids, since that is our number one priority as vibrant moms. Grab that lukewarm coffee. Let's stop time. Hey friends, I hope you're doing well today. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Today, we are going to be talking about how to fit in a workout without joining the 5 a.m. club. It seems next to impossible, right? To fit working out into your already busy schedule. Do you consistently feel guilty about not working out? I know sometimes I do. Or maybe you're frustrated at not having the time to work out. You're like, I wish I could, but it just is not going to happen. Or maybe you're jealous of other moms that make it look so easy, moms that get in their workout and seem to be just doing fine. Either way, I know working out can be hard. Finding that time, fitting it into your schedule can be super challenging. So that's why in this episode, I wanted to talk through three solutions to fit in a workout, no matter how crazy your schedule is. And also a quick tip of how to stick with it and how to make it work for you, even if your schedule is super crazy. So you'll definitely want to grab a notebook and maybe some coffee. All right. So many of my clients actually get really frustrated that they can't seem to fit in time in their schedule to do the things that they really want. And some might be workout. I know other clients would love to have more time to do a devotional or to sit and reflect. Seems like moms, we never get time to just sit and reflect, right? And you might feel overwhelmed and exhausted, like many of my clients. They just don't know where to start. They're looking at their schedule, they want to rework it, and they're not sure what to do. So we sit down together and take a look at their schedule, and I just help them create a personalized plan, because it's really hard as a time management coach to just give you all these tools and then hope that you just use them and use what works for you. But it can be so much easier and clearer and kind of life-changing if you sit down with somebody and you talk through, well, this won't work for me because, and this will work, and these are the questions I have. And we really just personalize it to your schedule, and we figure out a plan and a schedule that you would love to have, because you're able to fit in all these other things that you have been dreaming of and thinking about and hoping one day you can fit them in. So if you are feeling stuck and you're like, I wish I could get to working out, or I just don't have that time to sit and reflect or do all the things I would love to do, right? If you are feeling stuck, grab a coaching call with me and I would love to just connect with you. We can revamp your schedule and work through issues that you have. We'll create a personalized schedule just for you. Well, you can reach me if you need any help at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at Byrd Michelle, BYRDMICHELLE.com. And I'm happy to hang out with you and revamp your schedule. So let's get into figuring out how to throw in a workout into your schedule. So as I said, the best way is to take a big look at your schedule and kind of revamp it. But taking that aside and taking a deep breath, there's some really easy puzzle pieces that you can work through. First of all, you have to be committed. So that means no more excuses. Now, it can be so easy to make excuses as to why we can't work out. I think that's one of the biggest things and the biggest challenges is just that we tend to make excuses as busy moms. We're tired. We don't want to go do the thing, right? We know we should go work out, but we're exhausted at the end of the day. Who wants to do that? But I challenge you to pick one of these three kind of solutions that we're going to talk through and to get back into working out because it will really help you not only physically, but mentally. So take a deep breath, grab that notebook if you have one and some coffee, as I said. And if you are not driving and you're able to kind of look at your phone, I always love to take notes in the Notes app. So you can do that as well. I love it because it's super versatile. I can text it to myself. I can copy it and throw it in an email, all the things, right? Also, I hate having tiny pieces of paper everywhere or notebooks because I never look in notebooks. Do you ever like pull out a notebook from long ago? I don't. Maybe some people do. Maybe some people are amazing and like look through their notebooks and all the things. That's not me. All right, I digress. We will move on. So there's three different kind of questions you have to ask yourself. Number one, you have to decide how many days you're going to commit to. Now, maybe at the start, you're just going to say, okay, I'm just going to do 3 days a week, every other day. Number two, you have to decide when you will work out. So setting a set time every day or every other day, depending on how many times you want to work out, really helps you to put that in your routine and it helps you to keep it there and to come back to it. So if it's set in stone in your schedule and in your routines, it's at a specific time, you've already decided when you're going to work out, it takes less of the guesswork out and less of the planning. You just know at this time I'm going to go work out and I'm doing these things. So number one is decide how many days you're going to commit to. Number two is decide when you're going to work out during the day. And number three, decide what you will do. As we are working through those, the first question of how many times we kind of talked about, so you can figure out what works best for you. How many times do you want to work out per week? Second question, workout schedule. When are you going to work out? Now, this is the problem that most moms have, how to fit it into my schedule, right? There are three main times that you can work out. This is a big generalization and a big puzzle piece, but you can work out in the morning. That is an option. You can do a 5 a.m. club if that's what you love. I love getting up super early, leaving the house by myself, having me time, and then coming home and jumping into my day. It helps me mentally. I only take one shower during the day, one time to get ready. I don't have to carve out time in the middle of my day. It just, to me, is easier, but that may not be you. So maybe it's after you get your kids to school. Maybe you throw on some sweats in the morning, you do the morning routine, get your kids off to school, and then go to a gym class. Or maybe you work out at home or go walk with a friend or go do something. So maybe it's right after you drop the kids off. Work out for an hour or so and then shower and then start your work block. So number one, the option would be mornings. Now, as we said, that can be before your whole day starts. Maybe that's within your mid-morning routine. Maybe, as we said, that's after you get your kids to school. But the first option is mornings. The second option of when to work out and fit it into your day would be midday. Now, maybe you work out at lunchtime. Maybe you take a break and go to an online class. Maybe you do a yoga class or go for a walk or go for a run or meet a friend and you both walk. So this would be an option midday. I know my husband used to love doing this one. He had a workout class at work that he would take midday. And so he would run off, take that, and then shower at his company, and then he would jump back into work. That really worked for him. He also loved, then the pandemic hit, so then he was at home, but they still did gym classes online at lunch. So he would run upstairs, change, and then he would grab a yoga mat and go out into our courtyard where it was nice and beautiful and sunny, and he would do yoga for lunchtime or a boot camp class or something like that. So it just depends on if that style works for you, but there are so many amazing online classes that I would challenge you. You can find lots of stuff for free and probably some stuff that's paid, but there's so many kind of workout classes that you can find that are free resources. So if you don't want to go somewhere and you just want to take your lunch at home and maybe get outside and do yoga at lunch or something like that, that works really well. So number one is sometime within your morning. Number two is working out midday. Number three is evenings. Now this can be before dinner. Maybe you finish up work and then your husband or spouse or someone, they take the kids, they're starting to get dinner ready while you run out to the gym or go walk with a friend or that kind of thing. Some of our neighbors love to run, actually not our neighbors, but some of our friends love to run on a treadmill that they have after school. So she's a teacher. She works all day. She comes home with her kiddos. And before she sits down to like kind of get dinner ready and grade papers and that kind of thing, she gets a workout in the afternoon and then goes and jumps into her evening routine. Also, my husband now, he does personal training. And so he'll go and meet his trainer at the gym at like 4 or 5 in the afternoon and go and have a workout session with him. And then I'll get dinner together and he'll come back. We'll all eat dinner together. So that can be something. You could do it in the evening before dinner, or you can get the kids to bed. And then afterwards you could work out. You can meet a friend for a yoga class or do something online yourself. Maybe you go and work out after dinner. You could do a yoga class in the garage or somewhere like that. We have another neighbor, this is the one I was thinking of, who sometimes will watch TV and she'll run on her treadmill, or the husband will run on his treadmill, but they have a treadmill in the garage and they go and work out in the evenings. So those are the basic blocks. You either are working out in the morning and that looks a little bit different. Usually the easiest in the morning would be to go somewhere because you're already in the car to go take the kids to school. You can meet a friend at the park or go to a gym class somewhere, but really you could come home and do a yoga class just as easily. So do what works for you. Midday, I would find that it probably is easiest to take a walk or do something where you're stationary, you're at home or you're at the place that you were working, because then you don't have to factor in that commute time as you're also trying to do a workout and take a shower. Sometimes that can be a lot, a good probably hour and a half if you're really moving, because you're doing about an hour workout typically and then half an hour of like shower, get ready and jump back into things. So that usually I would suggest in order to manage your time that that be something that is done either at your company, at your place of business, at the place where you work. And that can even be going and taking a walk. Maybe you don't get that sweaty. All the things, right? And then in the evening, once again, it could be either you go and meet somebody somewhere, go to a gym, go to a workout place, or it could be that you work out from home afterwards. It's just a little less ideal since it's dark. So your options are a little less. Like going and running outside may not be an option. Maybe it's too cold, that kind of thing. So we kind of talked about the three questions you'll need to ask yourself. How many days are you going to commit to and when you're going to work out, and then what you will be doing. Your job is to figure out what time that works best in your schedule, morning, midday, or evening. All right. So here are some really important tips that I have that will help you succeed and stay on track. Now, this is usually why a lot of people either don't work out as much or decide that they can't or kind of fall off the wagon, et cetera, et cetera. So number one tip to succeed would be to have accountability. That is huge. So this might be maybe find a friend group or a class or a buddy or somebody you can be and accountable with. Maybe this is just texting a friend that I worked out today, right? Maybe it's telling your spouse that I'm going to go work out. I'm meeting this friend here. But it is something that is accountable and it can really be a game changer. This is why I started taking classes because the people in the classes get to know you really well. You make friends in the classes that I love. And then you also are very connected to them and they miss you. They notice when you're gone. So you have built-in accountability. Like, I will see you tomorrow. Where have you been? I haven't seen you. What have you been up to? Were you on vacation? So it's kind of a built-in accountability. But if you're not doing kind of a gym class or something like that, I challenge you to find a buddy, find a group that you can be accountable to. And this might even be just a chart that you put on the fridge and you mark down each day that you exercise. I know my kids used to keep me accountable for exercising because I'm awful at exercising at home. I found I need to go somewhere and go exercise and be away from distractions because at home, I won't really work out that hard. And I also don't have all the equipment. So it just works for me, works better to go. However, if you find that you are working out from home and that's what you're doing, cool, cool. But maybe make a chart, put it on the fridge. And then, as I said, mark off each day and your kids will start helping you and keeping you accountable, especially if you ask them. They love to tell you, you missed this day or you didn't, are you going to work out this day? So no worries upon that. Number two is movement. So this one kind of goes with that third question that we were asking. What are you going to do? This one is do something you love. So that is one of the keys to success. If you are going to the gym and you're going to step aerobics and you hate it and all the people there are kind of annoying and they do their own little thing, you're not going to stick with it. The key to being successful is to find a movement of some kind that you love. Find an exercise that you love. There are so many amazing gym classes. There's gym classes online. There's yoga classes. There's F45. There's boot camp. There's NC Fit. There are Nike training clubs. There's Orange Theory. There's so many gyms with so many classes, spinning classes, yoga classes, Bikram yoga classes. I mean, you can go on and on. So find something you love. Maybe it's walking. Maybe you just love walking. Maybe you love biking. Maybe it's rollerblading, whatever it might be. Find that thing that you love and stick to that thing. Maybe it's taking a walk with a friend or going for a run or lifting weights, just going to the gym and lifting weights by yourself where nobody's talking to you. Some people really love that. Some people I know very dear to my heart love that. Could be my husband. All right, so do whatever it is that you love that is exercise. That will keep you connected. Number three is have a plan. Have everything ready. Have all your clothes ready. Anything you need like weights or videos, really have no excuses. So this is one of the really keys to success as well, because if you have a plan, if you're like, okay, every day, and that's how it translates to having that same set time every day that you're going to go work out, it just fits into your routine and it fits into your plan. If you have, okay, every day before I go pick up the kids, I'm going to go walk. Then you lay out your shoes and the things that you need for walking so that they're all ready to go. So planning to have them ready gives you less excuses. The whole goal of planning is to take away any of those excuses of, well, I don't know where the weights are. Well, I don't know where that video was that I was going to do, or I can't remember what thing online somebody said was great to go do, or I don't have a yoga mat. I don't remember where mine is, or I left it in the car. Take away any of those excuses By making sure you plan early, that you're ready to go, that you have your clothes, that you have your weights or video or any kind of other things that you need, and you are ready. Number four, make sure, as I said, to put in rhythms and routines. Try to work out at the same time each day or the days that you are planning to work out, if it's two or three. But this will keep you in a rhythm and it will help you to stay on track and to stick to it. And number five, give yourself grace. Give yourself grace in allowing yourself to skip a day, but never skip 2 days in a row. I heard that somewhere and I loved it because it is really saying, okay, give yourself grace. If you need to sleep in or you need to skip this day because it's just not going to work, cool, cool. Give yourself that day of grace, but don't make that a habit. Don't do that again and again and again. And that's where a lot of people fall off the wagon. They're like, well, I didn't go this week. And so I don't really want to go next week. And it gets harder and harder to go. Whereas if you just allow yourself one skip day and then go the next day or do it the next day, you will find that you are more intentional and you're staying with your rhythm and your routine and it doesn't get thrown off as much. And so you will be more consistent. So remember this: accountability, movement, do something you love, plan so you have no excuses, have the right rhythm and routine, the same time every day that you're going to work out, and give yourself grace, but don't skip more than 2 days. I really hope that this episode has given you some of the puzzle pieces to finding time to work out. Maybe it's made it a little bit more bearable to think about and break down how exactly you're going to fit working out into your schedule. But if you are like, okay, this works and I commit to it and you're enjoying it and it's great, and then it just doesn't work. Or if you find that you just can't fit it into your schedule, you don't know what to do, but you want it, let me know and we will work together to fit in working out for you. You can reach me at coaching, C-O-A-C-H-I-N-G, at Byrd Michelle, BYRDMICHELLE.com. And I work with clients all the time to revamp their schedules so that they can do the things that they love. Until next time, have a busy, vibrant day.
Did this podcast bless you?
Did you learn something new?
Did this podcast encourage you?
Please leave our mom a review. Pretty please.
I hope you loved today's episode, friend. I pray it blessed you, encouraged you, or challenged you in some new way that is helping you. If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with someone else that needs community too? I also would love if you could take 30 seconds for me and leave me a review on Apple Podcast. This is the only way that I know that you are actually enjoying the show and that it is blessing you. Plus, it makes me happy to hear from you. Come on over to our free community, ByrdMichelle.com, and grab your free gifts. I have free productivity programs and everything you need to know about working with me, taking my courses, or connecting. Lastly, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode.